Okay. Any prayer requests today?
Williams,
Brian, and Erica.
Gordon, Jessica.
Okay, let's pray. Thank you, God, for this day to be together with the brothers, sisters, to hear your word and to encourage each other. Pray for your children across the world, those who are seeking to do your will and walking in light. For the brothers in Mexico, Floyd and Jessica especially. Pray for the Williams family to bless them and their needs. Pray for Brian and Erica. Just pray that you be with us this day, pray that your kingdom come, that your will be done. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we're ready for Psalm 81 in the King, Psalm 81 in the King James, and Psalm 80 in the Septuagint. Okay. Verse 1. Rejoice in God our helper. Rejoice greatly in the living God. Take up a psalm and sound a timbrel, a pleasant psaltery with a harp. Sound a trumpet in the new moon on this honorable day of our feast, for this is an ordinance for Israel and a judgment by the God of Jacob. He made it a testimony in Joseph when he went out from the land of Egypt. He heard a tongue he knew not. He removed his back from forced labors. His hands served in the basket. You called upon me in affliction, and I delivered you. I heard you in the secret place of the storm. I tested you at the water of rebellion. Listen, O my people, for I testify to you. Listen, O Israel, if you hear me. There shall be no new god among you, nor shall you worship an alien god. I am the Lord your God, who brought you up from the land of Egypt. Open wide your mouth, and I will fill it. But my people did not hear my voice, and Israel would pay no attention to me. And I sent them away because of the desires in their hearts. They shall walk in their ways of living. If my people had heard me, if Israel had walked in my ways, I would have humbled their enemies quickly, and I would have laid my hand on those oppressing me, them. The Lord's enemies lied to him, and their time came forever. He fed them with the finest of wheat and satisfied them with honey from the rock. So God is talking about his people and how he wanted to help them and how he wanted to defeat their enemies if they would have listened to him. He says he would have quickly humbled their enemies and helped them. But they didn't want to hear God. They wanted to take their own way. So God couldn't help them. But God wanted to help them. If they would have just heard him, humbled themselves. Okay, what do you have for verses today?
It's a verse about faith.
About faith. Okay. Roger, you go first.
Mine is Matthew 17:20. And he said to them, because of the littleness of your faith, for truly I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you. But since we are of the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, hope of salvation.
Abraham did not waver in unbelief, but grew strong from giving. And
what was the word the assignment was about? Strong and what? Go read your paper a little bit.
Yes. 2 Samuel chapter 22:31. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him.
Give her another try, Clayton. You ready?
Abraham did not waver in unbelief, but grew strong of glory to God.
No. What's that word that the assignment is supposed to be about? What was your assignment?
Grace.
No.
Giving faith to God.
There you go.
2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 3 through 6. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the Epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. And such trust have we through Christ to Godward, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit giveth life. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Hebrews 11:6.
All right. Okay, for next week, for the big boys and for the little boys, your assignment for next week, tell about one time where either you or someone you know that was having to do something difficult or face something difficult, And they wanted to give up, but they just stuck with it until it was stuck with it and did what they were supposed to do. That can be your assignment for next week.
I heard one time that God's too wise to let us understand everything. If we understood everything, then there would be no reason to trust Him.
Hebrews 11, verse 6. And without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who seek Him.
I thought about where Jesus told Thomas, be not faithless, but be believing.
A good reason to have faith is because God only lets happen to you what He sees fit. Romans 8:28. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love Him, to those who are called according to His purpose.
Revelation 4:11. Worthy are You, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for You created all things, and because of Your will they existed and were created.
I've heard something like we're supposed to, we should trust God, we're supposed to, what we should do, but I thought too, if you're not trusting God, what are you trusting in? I mean, the Old Testament and this full of people that that put the trust in something other than God, and things didn't turn out very good for them.
That's what I thought we had to do too. Just when a guy kind of story in the Bible with Lot when he was in the Sodom and Gomorrah, he wasn't trusting God. And well, he was, but he's just living in a wicked city. And then the angels told him to go leave, because God's going to destroy the city. And they asked if they'd go to the next city, and he said, yeah. This angel said, yeah. And they were trusting him, but Lot's wife didn't trust God, and she turned around, she turned into a pillar. So
I had a verse in Deuteronomy 7:9. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, He is good, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love Him and keep His commandments to 1,000 generations. We should trust Him because He's always been faithful to do what He says.
We should trust God for lots of different reasons, but one, because He loves us and knows what's best for us.